Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of high finance. $5 billion, a 30-year lifespan. Apollo's new fund is shaking things up.
Whoa, $5 billion with a B, that's a long game. So what's the deal with this mega fund? Are they buying up the moon?
Not quite, but they are scooping up a diverse portfolio of credit investments. Think everything from publicly traded bonds to private debt, even some leveraged deals sprinkled in for extra spice.
Leveraged deals sounds risky for a 30-year strategy.
Well, that's where the rated feeder structure comes in. They are slicing up the risk and return like a perfectly layered cake, making it palatable for insurers who need that long-term stability.
Ah, so it's all about matching those long-term liabilities, right? Smart move. But who's buying these slices of cake?
The safest pieces, the AA-rated ones, are going to insurance companies like Athene, which, interestingly enough, is owned by Apollo. The riskier equity portions, think sovereign wealth funds, pension funds, and those family offices with deep pockets.
So Apollo is essentially selling to themselves?
It does raise some eyebrows, but this move also highlights the growing hunger for private credit. Apollo's betting big on this market, predicting it could explode to a whopping $40 trillion. $40
trillion. That's a lot of zeros, but what's driving that kind of growth?
Private investment-grade debt, my friend. It's the fuel for this rocket ship.
Got it. So a massive fund, a novel structure, and a bet on the future of private credit. This Apollo move is definitely one to watch.
Absolutely. And on that note, it's time to wrap up today's show. A big thank you to everyone tuning in. We'll be back next week with more financial insights. Until then, keep it nutty.
Goodbye.